This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Kicking off the third hour of the program, talking about a little bit of resistance, a little bit of pushback against these mask mandates that they are shoving down people's throats all around the country. A story from the AP about people in Nebraska and elsewhere in the Midwest that are just, you know what? They just don't care about all of this nonsense going on. They just want to live their lives, and they'd rather take the risk. And I got to say, I agree with them. With you in the studio tonight, you got Ian here.
Nobody.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts first, though. We're going to go to Joa, calling us from New Hampshire. And I believe this is the creator of the YouTube live streaming channel, Breaking the Flaw. Is that right, Joa?
What's up, Joa, my broa?
How y'all doing?
Hey, good evening. What's up?
Not too much. Right now I'm premiering a video on YouTube if you want to get over there to my channel. But otherwise,
we would, but
doing great.
So when you say you're premiering a video, that's where you run the video for the very first time. You've uploaded this thing, and it's sort of running live, like a broadcast almost, and people can tune in and watch it live as it happens.
Yeah, there's a live chat right now, correct.
Right.
Yeah.
But then after it plays for the first time, then viewers can play it back on demand.
That's right. But I also did this live, and I do that for protection, right? And then I edit it to get the more juicy content. And what the purpose of my video was, right?
So what is this video? What is premiering?
Right now, it's titled, Cops Called Twice. Littleton, New Hampshire. I went up to Littleton the other day, and I went to the post office / courthouse and see if they respect my First Amendment right to record. And, you know, they passed until they ran my plates.
Uh-oh.
And then I had a problem. And then you'll see later in the video that, you know, I go to Social Security office and I'm filming there, but only on the outside. And that guy had a problem and he called the cops too.
What was the problem with the plates?
My plates?
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing's wrong with my plates.
Okay.
It's just the fact that they saw me walking back to my car, and I guess he followed me out there, and I didn't notice that until a viewer said something to me like, hey, I think they ran your plates. And they did. I confronted the manager of the post office, and, you know, I'd rather you guys go watch it, but, you know, this is like how they work. You know, they're willing to call people with guns because you practicing your First Amendment right.
Oh, yeah, you're trouble.
Crazy.
I mean, we got to investigate you. Now, you're newer here to New Hampshire, Joe, but you visited here in the past. I remember when you guys came up, you and some of your friends, I think, came up to Keene and hung out here for a little bit and came out to the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the past. You moved up, what, within the last few months? When did you come up here?
Before the summer, I came up.
Before summer, okay. So, yeah, been here about...
I'm up here permanently now, at least. Permanently, I know.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Now, I guess what, you know, we were talking earlier about the libertarians elsewhere who are just staying where they are. They're staying put. They're not making the move up here. Would you say that that's a mistake?
Oh, I think they should come up here. I think there's more freedom than they think. You know, even, you know, when they look at what their states are doing and they're aggressively like pulling everyone over, I don't think that's as much here. Or, you know, just in general, like the police are not as harassed. You get that more small time vibe. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, but you go into the city, like you go into any city, right? But this place is mostly, you know, out in the woods. Like everyone lives, you know, kind of spread out.
Rural.
But if you go into the cities, you should expect what you expect in cities, right?
Yeah. I mean, Manchester is going to be the worst experience besides Nashua here in New Hampshire.
It's got the most free staters in it.
But it's got the most cops in it as well, and they're more like city cops. And, you know, there may be a lot of free staters in Manchester, but they aren't really going out confronting the police in any meaningful fashion these days. But that said, they have had some success.
I wouldn't say I'm confronting them. I would say I'm just going to film them. I
sure. Well, you're just going into, and you're putting these bureaucracies to the test. And I think that's an interesting thing to do. You call it First Amendment audits, where you basically walk, and from what I can tell, all alone into these government offices. And you've got a video camera, and basically you see what they do, right?
That's right. I want to see them in the course of their duties and see how they act and behave to people in public, especially those that are practicing what they swore an oath to, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And, you know, if they, you know, I look at it like this. If they act out, guess what? I get paid. If they don't act out,
right.
Maybe I didn't have to go out there then.
Then we hold them in check.
I don't have to do this.
Right. And when you say you get paid, you mean you get a lot of views on the video and YouTube cuts you a check.
That's right.
Well, the Glick decision has was been very clear that police, public officials doing the public's will on public highways, could be recorded, and that there's no problem with that. I think that it's a reasonable extrapolation of the Glick decision that anybody who's getting a government paycheck while they're on government time in a government building can expect one of the people to come in and, you know, use their First Amendment right to videotape. Mm-hmm. So if for whatever reason they begin, you know, stopping that from happening, I would keep legal avenues open, too.
I think that was Glick versus Cunningham, and that was specifically for what you said. But there was another case I want to mention is that the Glick versus Boston, and that was the time when someone was out there filming police in the course of their duty, and they arrested them, and they obviously the police were wrong, and they made a case law, right? And but the thing is, in that case law, it specifically as were in that instance of when he was filming, he was actually at 10 feet from the cops. So when that case was,
get that camera out of my face.
Right to do it. So we have at least, according to the First Circuit courts, that we have 10 feet, right? Because if they could bring up the case law, like he didn't do anything wrong, here's the case law. And he was in 10 feet. So that's why I would look at it. I look at it as, too, is that I don't ever interfere. I try to get as close as I can to get the content. And I understand, like, cops have to, you know, to do their job and make sure that I'm never going to interfere. I'm not going to cause a problem that interrupts what they're doing. That is not my intention. My intention is to hold accountable to all parties.
Right. Usually what they'll do is they'll claim that just the fact that you were there has somehow interrupted what they were doing. And then they will break away from what they were doing to come and talk to you and blame you for their choice to come over and talk to you. That's not crazy stuff that happens.
So, like, the other night I was in Manchester and I was making sure that, you know, there were, I don't know if you guys know about the homeless population. That's a side story. But they were trying to, you know, push them out, and they had a deadline. And the deadline was the other night, the 16th.
Are they still there, by the way?
I believe they are, yeah. It's going to have a hard time now, and I hope because of what I did and other people did, it's preventing them from going in and, you know.
For listeners that don't know, it's actually on the lawn, actually, at the park, basically, or the side of the Superior Courthouse there in Manchester. There are, would you say, dozens of tents set up?
I would say across the city, but specifically on the court grounds, it's probably like 50. Across the city is over 100. And that is more than I've ever seen in like most cities. You know, I hung out in Providence a lot, and there wasn't nearly as many as that.
Now, is this like a protest on the part of the homeless people, or they're just like, you know what, here's a lawn, let's set up some tents.
Okay, I'm going to say this, is that there's a lot of people that have mental health crises and, you know, other kind of problems, drug problems and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, these people, I don't blame them for doing what they're doing. And it's almost like responsibility of society to help them at this point. I don't think they're going to be able to do things on their own. And what's the best thing to do is, you know, park your tent on the property of the people that are trying to prosecute you. And this is our land. You know, and they need to realize that you know, they do know that. They do know that that's their land. And they have the right to be there as much as they want. And I feel like, you know, if they really were offered legitimate, you know, avenues to get shelter or whatever, and whichever means that might be, they'd probably take it. But what the news is telling them is totally a lie. There was no one there offering hotel rooms. That's a lie. Or they try to open up the armory. That was denied, right? Like the state doesn't care about these people. You know, they just want
to
put lipstick on a pig, right? They just want to clean this place up so that when they open up court again, no one's like, oh, should we question the state here or not? right?
Yeah, it's an interesting situation, an interesting tragedy of the commons where you have this ostensibly public property, and these guys are saying, well, if it's public property, then we're setting up tents. And they were told they were going to be kicked out, I think, was it Monday night or Tuesday night? That's when you went out there and live streamed it. So check out Joe's channel. He's over on, it's called Breaking the Flaw. Look for him on YouTube. Joe, thanks for the update tonight.
Hey,
appreciate
you
hearing what you're doing out here in New Hampshire. And he says, get on up here, libertarians. What are you waiting on? It's Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin breaks 16,000 as Congress is poised to pump even more unbacked dollars into the market. John McAfee pumps Ghost, his crypto token, from prison. Threats from the SEC? Ignored. New Wyoming congresswoman is a Bitcoin holder. Law enforcement moves long dormant Silk Road Bitcoin billion. Trump and Biden tied over who stinks more for crypto. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free if you want to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody. And Mark.
AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever if you're using the right wallet. Edge wallet, you're good to go. Hand cash, Bitcoin.com's wallet, Dash wallet, all good. Your experience will be smooth. It'll be awesome. But some wallets, they're just not there yet. They need a little help. The programming's a little on the older side. They need to get updated. They need to be ready to make payments with the Edge Pay protocol, or with AnyPay's Pay protocol. Now, there's some technical stuff behind the scenes that you don't really need to know about, but if you want to learn a little bit more about what this means, why this is happening, go to anypayinc.com/upgrade, and they will explain to you why some wallets work and why others don't. This is one of the challenges of decentralization. Decentralization has its benefits, no doubt, but one of the challenges is getting everybody on the same page.
Yep.
That's a hard thing to do. And
I remember cell phones back in the 90s when they all had different charging plugs, mm-hmm. and every time you got a cell phone, you had to buy the car charger and all these other things,
right.
And now they're all
except
either,
for Apple, they're interchangeable.
They're Apple, they're USB micro for the older ones, and USB-C for the newer ones.
AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. You can learn more about what's going on with some of these wallets and get contact information for some of the most popular wallets that aren't compatible with AnyPay yet, like Coinomi. We talked with Derek J about this in detail last night.
Yeah.
And Exodus Wallet and some others. Go to AnyPayInc.com/upgrade and just reach out. You know, don't do it unless you actually use these wallets. If you're a Coinomi user, they need to hear from you. You need to let them know that you'd like to use Coinomi to make payments in real life and online, because AnyPay now has an online component for websites that have, for instance, the WordPress, what is it called, WooCommerce. You can easily get AnyPay hooked up there. So you can use AnyPay in a lot of different places now. AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. Vernon in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live. Vernon.
Hi. I had a question about Mark's travel plans for this winter and when I shouldn't tune in. I'm just kidding. I'm still going to tune in. I'm just curious what you're doing and when you'll be back and everything, if you don't mind. I know you provide a good balance for the show. Thank you.
Thank you. So I don't know what I can say and what I can't say. I've taken a new position with an organization that
you can't talk about.
Well, that intends to promote liberty. Mm-hmm. I think I can talk about the organization, but I'm not sure. Maybe I should ask that question. Mm-hmm. I'll find out for you. We're looking to set up special administrative zones in places around the world.
Is that different from a special economic zone?
Right. So special economic zones.
Special education zone.
Special economic zones are, there's about almost 6,000 of them in the world. At this point, they're not terribly special.
Mm-hmm.
So what we propose is that in order to take that next step to creating the Hong Kong of wherever you are in the world.
A very special economic zone.
A very special economic zone, mm-hmm. meaning that liberty needs to be amped up. Like, it's what's clear is that human freedom, the ideas of liberty, as we speak of them, to some extent, create very positive financial situations for both the countries and people, and generally things are great. Often they're not politically feasible for a large geographic area because, you know, there's many people who want to be domesticated animals. They don't want to be wild animals. But oftentimes they can, you know, draw a little map, little polygon on the map and say, all right, you guys can have your special administrative zone here. And in this, there would be, say, a contract in order to enter, in order to do business, in order to live there. There would be different kinds of agreements. The social contract would actually exist. It would be readable. And you'd abide by it. And I think just gotta go.
Yeah.
And that's what one of the biggest problems of societies are is that they can't get rid of the bad actors. Mm. Take a look at
politicians.
Take a look at public school.
Look at all those guys who were on Fantasy Island for all those years. They were awful.
They're just giving away free things, fantasies to everyone. Right. So I am going around the world looking for those things. I'm trying to promote freedom. I will attempt to call in here and there, kind of give people updates as I can. But I also kind of, I mean, you know, what I can tell you is that politicians in foreign lands do not like the idea of conversations with people that they're, you know, in preliminary conversations with, getting out to their political enemies.
So you're leaving tomorrow for that?
That's correct.
And coming back in December at some point.
I will be back in mid-December. I think on the 7th is my return date, and then I go down to Florida for Christmas.
And Vernon just dropped off the line. Thank you, Vernon, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So we're talking about some of the Midwestern towns where, yeah, there's a huge run-up in the COVID-19 infection rate. And as the AP describes it, some people there, they just give it a shrug. They're not worried about it.
Well,
they're living their lives.
I think that the city mice are much more concerned with the rate out there. And the rate has... You know, previously the rate of infection went correlated with deaths, but according to the numbers I've been seeing over at TomWoods.com, not happening quite as much now. That the rates are going way up, but
the death rate's even lower because of the.
I don't think that.
Well, most of the people who were at death's door died, so. Mm-hmm. Now we're left with only people who weren't at death's door before COVID.
I'm looking at the CDC numbers, and what I see is that deaths have been pretty flat. It looks like
the cases are going up.
Right. But now
which would mean the percentage of deaths
truly
lower.
The deaths do lag on these CDC numbers that I look at. Right.
Well, sure, but
that'll happen because you generally get sick before you die.
But indeed. They've been reporting these upping cases for weeks and weeks and weeks now.
And there hasn't been any indication from this.
Right.
I mean, it's basically been flat. It's all below 60,000 deaths per week, which is what, you know, is considered sort of normal in the United States.
So
50 to 60,000.
AP interviews some of these, you call them city folks, but they're government folks in this particular case, not living in cities, but they have an interest in promoting the
Oftentimes
state.
Oftentimes they come from the city.
Yeah, that's probably true. Jenna Lavis, a public health director in Jones County, Iowa, says even now that her rural county has the state's highest virus rate, people have opted to not make any changes, such as protecting themselves and others by wearing masks. She says, they don't think it's real, they don't think it's going to be that bad, or they just don't want to wear a mask because we've made it the whole political thing at this point.
They think 200 people have to get sick before one dies.
I talked about this being a political football back in March, and a friend of ours from Clear Channel Days unfriended me over it, because I wasn't allowed to say that.
Wow.
They think it's just a political thing. Well, what that means is they're Republicans and they don't agree with me. Is what that means when they say it. Why don't we just unite on the subject? Joe Biden's going to bring us together. No, he's not. You're either going to believe what he says or you're going to pound salt. That's politicians don't unite, and you don't want unity. You want people to believe what you say.
But he's going to unite us by forcing your will on me.
Right. He's going to unite us by forcing my will
on
you.
That works out.
In part, though, some of those views are hard to fight because of the reality that many people have no symptoms, and most of those who do get sick recover quickly.
I love this.
This is such
a problem because people aren't showing symptoms and recover quickly.
And
God, that's awful. They're trying to have a pandemic here. People are screwing it up. They're not dying.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450 free. If you want to weigh in here, maybe you live in one of those Midwestern towns, and is life pretty much normal? This is Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at MakeMeAFirefighter.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Now is not the time to travel. That's the latest message from the Centers of Disease Control asking Americans not to travel for Thanksgiving. The CDC says the safest way to celebrate the holidays is with the people in your household until a vaccine is widely available. There have been many questions about those vaccines and whether they're being rushed to the market. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that isn't an issue. According to the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, the speed with which these vaccines were developed is a testament to the technologies being used.
The process of the speed did not compromise at all safety, nor did it compromise scientific integrity. It was a reflection of the extraordinary scientific advances in these types of vaccines, which allowed us to do things in months that actually took years before.
This is USA Radio News. The first set of data from the 2020 census may not be ready by its end-of-the-year deadline. The U.S. Census Bureau said Thursday that having to fix routine anomalies in the data could cause them to miss their December 31st deadline. The latest state population counts are due then, data that is used to determine each state's share of congressional seats for the next decade. The Census Bureau had extended its data-gathering period because of the pandemic from the end of July to the end of October, shortening the amount of time they'd have to process that data. There's no word from the Bureau when they believe the data will be ready. The state of California is imposing a limited stay-at-home order in its counties with the highest number of coronavirus cases. Governor Gavin Newsom tweeting Thursday that a 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew for non-essential work and gatherings starts on Saturday. The order will last for 1 month and is in effect for 41 of the state's 58 counties, putting more than 41 million people under the order. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free. All you have to do is call 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Also coming up in the summertime of 2021, at least we expect that this will happen, presuming the campground continues to be under the same management as it was in this past summer. The campground being Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, where they basically... they didn't do a whole lot when it came to COVID.
It's a campground. It's outside. What would they do?
Well, there was all kinds of rules. The state government, the governor had a guidance order that he threw down and said, thou must follow this if thou runnest a campground. And they didn't follow most of it, I don't think, when we were there for ForkFest, which was good. The campground owner basically said he was willing to fight if the government wanted to fight him. He's 85 or whatever. He doesn't care. He's going to do what he wants, basically. And that's the kind of attitude that we need to have in order to have ForkFest, which is a decentralized libertarian camping festival. So mark your calendar for June 28th until July 4th. Sununu, the governor here in New Hampshire, was already talking today about how he's hoping that things can open up by the summertime. So he's already planning, you know, for six more months of government restrictions at the very least.
Yeah.
And so we're going to go ahead and ignore all that crap and have ourselves a party in the woods.
See, the problem is the government has a monopoly on violence.
Yep.
Somebody needs to give them some competition.
Indeed. ForkFest.party is where you can go learn more about it. It's a decentralized camping festival. That means there's no one in charge. That means there's no official schedule. It means that you can do what you want. Maybe you just want to go hang out with other liberty-minded folks, or maybe you want to create something for the other campers to do you can do all of those things at ForkFest. Go to ForkFest.party, learn more, and again, mark your calendar, June 28th through July 4th. We will look forward to seeing you there. We broadcast from every ForkFest so far, and we plan to be there for number 5 in 2021. So, sharing with you the story from the Associated Press about some people in the Midwest who are just like, you know what, doesn't matter that there's a bunch of COVID cases around. We're going to live our life. What was it that your mom said? I really liked what she says. She's going to live, not just survive.
Right. My mom wants to live, not survive, is what she said.
And she's in her 70s, right?
She's 79.
Yeah.
I mean, in your 70s is, you know, quite the...
Yeah.
Yeah, she's almost out of her 70s.
She's knocking on 80's door.
Right. And this is something I was saying the other night. I don't think you were on the show at the time, Mark, but I was saying, look, you know, if I were an elderly person with grandkids, my attitude would be, yeah, I want to see my grandkids. I want to give them a hug. I want to not, you know, be behind some plexiglass window or a plastic sheet or whatever. Have you seen these, like, COVID hugging, cuddling things?
Yeah, the hugging tents or whatever where you go in and you get like
it's a plastic sheet. It's literally, in most cases, it's like a plastic sheet hanging down from a clothesline in somebody's backyard. Sometimes they actually have like plastic sheaths with armholes, and they can like put their arms through, so their arms are also encased in plastic. And sometimes it's just like a shower curtain, and people try to give each other hugs with this. I mean, it's just so sick and bizarre and sad. You know, if I were 80 years old and looking at the question of, well, do I want to actually like enjoy my life, or do I want to hide like a coward? Or do I want my kids to enjoy their life, or my grandchildren to enjoy their life? Yeah, I would want them to do all of those things. I would consider the well-being of my grandchildren as more important than my own next 2 years, or however much long I might have left. Don't you think that's true for a lot of people?
I think that, so I have a good friend who is, I believe, 90 or 89. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen him in a year now.
Yep.
He's been in the, you know, I was away, in the U.S. Marianas from January, and January's coming up pretty quick. So I believe I saw him in December, and December is just a few days away at this point. So, he's 89 and he writes me letters because my son, is very good about sending him letters. That's, you know, part of his handwriting assignment. And, Vernon writes me letters and he's bored.
Mm-hmm.
He's so bored in the nursing home, locked in his room, getting his meals brought to him.
Like prison.
I mean, you know, it's a lot like that.
Yep.
It's a very nice cell. But he's been in it a long time. Prison doesn't even lock you in your cell the way that they're locking old people in their rooms these days.
Yeah, you usually get an hour a day out if you're on lockdown.
And
well, you can, you know, sue them if they do.
That's what you could, presumably. I don't know. I'm sure there's people that aren't getting out.
It's just so sad. So talking about the people in the Midwest who are just like, you know what, we're going to live our life. We're going to take the risk. If we get sick, so be it. We'll probably survive. Going on with a story from the AP, so it says here again, a lot of people don't have any symptoms, and most of those who do get sick recover quickly. Treatment advances mean that those who become seriously ill are less likely to die from the virus than when it first emerged in the spring. Even though cases and the death toll are rising, infectious disease experts note that death rates appear to be falling.
Right, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I have heard that the virus is mutated and it's just not as strong as it was.
Jay Stibbe, 52, of Fargo, North Dakota, said he and his family are respectful of COVID-19 protocols and wear masks where required. By the way, most of the places where it says it's required, it's not actually. You can just go in there anyway, and they'll probably leave you alone. If they don't leave you alone, you can tell them you have a medical objection, and then they'll almost definitely leave you alone. And if they don't, then walk around. Oh, just turn around and walk out. Go somewhere else.
You can always keep a mask in your pocket, too, and wait for them to bother you.
Like I said, if they bother you, just tell them you have a medical objection, and then they'll usually leave you alone.
Or you could show up in a gorilla mask, which I think would be hilarious.
Or show up in a group. There are some people who are doing group shopping, because the idea being there's strength in numbers.
Indeed.
So.
I don't think that medical
more strength in not needing numbers, but
the medical excuse isn't going to work for you on a plane or something like that.
Yeah, well, there's some, like I said, Mark, there's some places that will go ahead and tell you that they won't accept you.
Right.
So there's a shop here in town. They sell burgers. They're called Local Burger. We used to go there every week for our social Sunday meetup. And then when the city of Keene put their mask mandate in place, even though there's an exemption, and it's clear in the city of Keene's mask mandate for medical exemptions, they determined that they didn't believe that there was an exemption for the mask mandate. They didn't want to take it, you know, up with the city. They didn't want to risk getting a fine from the city. And so they told us that we were not welcome to eat there unless we were going to put a mask on. And so we stopped eating there. That's what it takes.
Yeah.
So going on.
They haven't come crawling back. I'll point that out, too.
Yeah, so Stebby said that he doesn't see enough concrete information about the virus to stop him from going about his normal life, even though North Dakota leads the nation in the number of virus cases per capita. He says we have an 18- and 16-year-old, and we certainly believe this is an important time of life to maybe shine a little bit. We're trying to create as much normalcy as we can. We try not to live in fear. We've traveled. We go out to dinner. In Plattsmouth, Nebraska, Karen Prohaska, age 76, says she generally doesn't wear a mask in her downtown person jewelry shop, but will put one on at the request of a customer. When customers come into the store with a face covering, she asks if they'd like her to don one as well. Most say no and ask if it's okay for them to remove theirs. Now, I think that's an interesting thing.
Right.
And we've had the local lady that owns Fa Keen Great, the excellent Fa noodle place here in town in Keene. She has similar interactions with customers. Many of them come in, and she just sort of sizes them up, basically, because most people are doing what they're told, right? They've been told there's a mask mandate, so they're wearing masks. But in her shop, she doesn't wear a mask. She's the owner of the place. She never has one on. She won't put one on. She would not put one on if a customer wanted her to in this particular case. That's one of the reasons I think she's amazing. But she kind of susses them out, basically, and she will let them know that it's okay, that if they want to take the mask off, they can. And many of them are just relieved, like, oh, thank goodness. So there's a lot of people out there who are doing this just because they've been told to, or they're worried about what other people will think.
My mom is bought a house down in Florida, and so I've had to do a few things down there that have involved people coming into the house, workmen, that sort of thing. And they all show up with their mask, and the first thing I'll do is, if you don't want to wear that, you don't have to. Because I'm not going to. It's my house, and I'm not going to do that. And so they just take it right off and go to work. Nobody wants to wear these things.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I had two workers tell me they wouldn't do it because if they were caught, they'd be fired. And I'm like, how are they going to catch you? You're in my basement working on the heater.
They think you're trying to trick them.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you would like to join us online, then head over to freetalklive.com. We got archives. They go way back to 2006, so like more than you could probably ever listen to. It's all free, so head on over to freetalklive.com. Get signed up for our email list while you're there, and we'll keep you in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. You'll get updates in your email box whenever I feel like sending them. I was trying to keep it to a once-a-week regular schedule, but I've basically given up on that at this point. Because sometimes I'm like, I don't know, just really nothing to send. So should I send something if I don't really feel like there's anything to send?
Well, I can tell you if the newsletters that I get from other organizations are any indication, absolutely. Send it. Send it 5 times a day.
No. Not going to do that. So head over to freetalklive.com as we continue talking about some of the... I don't know if resistance is the right word, but just people who don't want to go along with this mentality of obedience. And apparently a lot of them are living in the Midwest. According to the Associated Press, there's a lot of people out there, including a 76-year-old woman, says she doesn't even wear a mask in her own shop. She's the owner of a Person Jewelry Shop. She will wear one if the customer requests it. But a lot of them, she'll ask, and they'll say no, that they don't want her to wear a mask, and they'll even ask if it's okay for them to remove their mask. So again, this brings me back to one of those questions that I have about the people who do wear masks, and there's a lot of them, at least around here in Keene, New Hampshire. Of course, there's a so-called mask mandate in Keene.
And it's the most liberal town in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire, yeah. And, well, it's probably like... maybe first or second. Peterborough is known as a pretty liberal town in New Hampshire, but it's not as large. So anyway, I want to know what percentage of people who are wearing these masks are wearing them because they're genuinely afraid,
versus those who are wearing them because they're afraid of the government, meaning they don't want to catch a ticket or something like that, versus those who are wearing them not so much because they're afraid of the government, but because they're afraid of what their neighbors might think. I think there's at least three different categories of people who wear masks.
Right. So a mask, even by the own admission of the maskers out there, a mask isn't for you. I mean, if a mask...
Oh, they're starting to say that it's for you now. I've seen some news stories.
Then get a gas mask.
Mm-hmm.
Get a, you know...
They use the excuse that it's for others because...
I'm your father, Luke.
Because that's easier to persuade people on, right? If they tell people it's to protect other people, then they'll feel like, well, I want to protect others, so I'll wear the mask.
I don't see what a mask could possibly do to protect you. And everything I've seen heretofore suggests that a mask is to protect other people, which I can get why you can convince people to wear a mask to protect other people.
Mm-hmm.
What I would say is, in fact, your health is your responsibility. If you're actually at risk for this, you probably shouldn't be going out in the first place.
The pandemic hasn't stopped Mary Gertheisen of... Eagle, Nebraska, from visiting her 96-year-old father on weekends to watch football. Gertheisen says she understands the risks given her father's age and vulnerability, but she also weighed the fact that he's in the early stages of dementia and often believes family members have abandoned him. She said, quote, "There are times when I think that I do need to take the pandemic more seriously, but I want to see my dad, and I don't know how much longer I have with him. I would love for him to live to some 100 years old, but if he comes down with the virus, if he's lived or he's lived a good long life," she said. And I think that, you know, there's something to say there. And if he doesn't mind, then who cares? Even as virus.
Well, he's in early stages of dementia, but
then he won't remember.
You have to make the decision for him. Mm-hmm. Do you want this time with him now? That's better. Believe me, it's better than it will be. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's
as dementia gets worse.
You know, or not. I mean, would you like to do an activity that he enjoys?
Even as virus rates have soared in the Midwest, the Republican governors of Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota have ruled out requiring masks in all public places, even though Iowa Governor Kim...
You think they could give Sununu a ring?
What do you mean?
Give him a call.
Marry him.
Okay. Though Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds this week required masks for indoor events with more than 25 people and outdoor events more than 100, Iowa schools are exempted and bars and restaurants are only required to ensure social distancing. Meanwhile, North Dakota's Republican governor imposed statewide mask and business restrictions Friday after resisting doing so for months. Also, Utah has done a mask mandate as well. So a lot of these Republican governors that people thought were going to keep them, you know, mask-free, they're flipping. The state had only 9 free intensive care unit hospital beds as of Friday. Although doctors and public health officials have criticized the governors for their lack of action, voters in all of the states last week backed Republicans, including Donald Trump, who has mocked mask wearing and downplayed the seriousness of a pandemic that has killed more than 240,000 people.
See, there's the political football.
If you believe that.
Even though Trump has worn a mask on multiple occasions, so it's just that Trump doesn't wear a mask as much as they want him to. So therefore, he's against it, even though he's wearing the mask.
You know, that's what voting appears to be in the United States, picking the better of two evils. So, I mean, you know, I can understand why people pick Trump, whatever.
That has left Midwest medical professionals wondering how they'll reverse a tide of people being treated for the coronavirus if residents of their state still aren't taking the illness seriously. Suresh Gunaskaran, CEO of the University of Iowa Hospitals in Iowa City, said they're managing the surge of patients for now, but don't know what will happen if the numbers keep rising. He asked, quote, "The real question is, where are we going to be in December? Where are we going to be in January? These are the kinds of questions that I think we as a state have to ask ourselves, but more importantly, each local community has to ask themselves." So there's a little bit of resistance there in the Midwest, which is, of course, you know, what we need to see more of elsewhere. Because life, to me, without risk isn't worth living. You have to take risks in order to go and do anything in life. You want to get up, take a shower? You're taking a risk. You want to go out and go to a restaurant, drive there? You're taking a risk. Don't want to drive? Get on a bike? You're taking a risk. You know, everything you do is a risky activity. And so these people are just basically saying, no, we've had enough with risk. We're just going to do safety to the max, safety everywhere, stay inside, even though most accidents happen at home. Just crazy.
They want, okay, so.
It's about the riskiest thing you could do.
Stay at home? Yeah.
They want.
Well, just
refuse all risk.
They want what they want, which is, in many cases, they won't admit what they want, right? So maybe they want their Democratic politician to win, or maybe they want to not have to go back to work and they want that sweet $600 a week that they were getting before, or maybe they, they're a public sector union and they're like, hey, we can work less. I mean, everybody knows a government job is miserable. They want what they want, and many times they'll say, wear the mask to protect me. Why won't you protect me? And that's not how all this works. Look, if you want to be protected, whatever the reason is that you want to be protected, it's your business to be protected, not me. You want to be out here where the risk is, then accept the risk.
See, they want to reverse it. They want it to be where they get to go out, and the rest of us who don't want to wear masks are forced to stay home for their protection.
If you want to be afraid, you stay home and hide.
But they want to use the government to reverse that situation.
Sure. That's what the state is.
Yeah.
How you couldn't reverse it any other way.
Mm-hmm.
You can't reverse it any other way than getting the politicians to say, oh, that sounds like a good idea. I can get enough of the people out there to be on my side. There's a lot of scared folks, and that'll be good, and that'll help. And so then he goes and he gets his minions to do whatever he gets them to do, and that's just how the state works.
Yeah. And I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of all the news about it, but they just won't let off. It's not getting better. Joe Biden got elected. People thought it was going to end. Weren't you one of them?
I did. I did think that they were going to end it off.
Well, I mean, they can't just end it overnight, or it's pretty obvious
right.
The whole thing was a scam.
Well, and technically he's not really elected yet, right? Isn't that December?
Yeah, and it's not clear which way the election's going to go, or, I don't know how much fraud there was, and it may well be that the Trump guys will decide they don't want to be defrauded. They'd rather take out a few unarmed, helpless Democrats.
Who knows?
What are the Democrats going to do if the Republicans decide to fight them? These
lose?
Are the idiots who don't have any guns.
They're going to lose.
Yeah, they're going to be slaughtered.
Well, I think the Republicans are coming to the realization that their candidate has probably not won the election.
Well, but I don't know. I mean,
It isn't over yet. It's not certified.
So we will see. And you can join us because Free Talk Live will continue as we are here every single night, 7 nights a week, and always open phones where you're welcome to call in and bring up whatever is on your mind. Don't forget, you can swing by and join our chat rooms. We have got a multitude of them. Some of them are what they call federated chat rooms, which means that anyone on the Matrix chat services out there can connect and chat with other Free Talk Live listeners, or you can just sign up for our server directly. Go to chat.lrn.fm. You can get the step-by-step instructions there on how to connect to our server, where you can interact with other people basically 24 hours a day. There's people in there a lot of the time, and a bunch of different topics, lots of different rooms in which you can interact, and it's all for free. And now there's no one who can tell you that you can't do it, with the exception of us. But so far, no one has been banned from the server, and there's some pretty ugly rooms on there from what I've seen.
That's what it's for.
Ugly rooms.
Pretty ugly. Ugly people
yeah,
in
can,
the room.
You can create your own rooms there and have yourself a blast. It's Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zeke and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.